T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh here on 7:30 here on a Monday morning in 33 degrees. 176 people were on board a Ukrainian airliner that Iran says it shot down last week. No one survived. Of the victims, 57 were from Canada. That country is now sending representatives to Iran.
8 more visas have been issued to Canada as the nation takes part in the post-crash investigation. Dozens of Canadians died on board the Ukrainian air flight that was, now according to Iran, inadvertently shot down because of human error. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he got a commitment from Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to cooperate with the Canadian investigating team. The additional personnel will leave today, putting Canada's full team, which includes members of the country's Transportation Safety Board, in place by Tuesday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us what happened with gasoline prices over the last 2 weeks.
Gasoline prices edged up 4 cents per gallon in the past 3 weeks to a new average $2.64. And that price is 33 cents higher than it was 1 year ago.
Lundberg says the highest average price for regular grade gas is $3.58 per gallon in Honolulu, lowest $2.21 a gallon in Houston. This evening, Wichita's new mayor will take office.
Mayor-elect Brandon Whipple will be sworn in at 6 p.m. by Judge Jennifer Jones in the city council chambers. Whipple will then address the group. That will be followed by the oath of office for council members Jeff Blubaugh, Brian Fry, and Becky Tuttle. Blubaugh and Fry both won re-election, while Tuttle won her first term. She just completed the remaining term of former council member Pete Meitzner, who is now on the Sedgwick County Commission. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former Kansas City area TV meteorologist has won a Kansas Senate seat, being vacated by the retirement of one of the legislature's most conservative members.
Mike Thompson, who served as chief meteorologist for WDAF until he retired in 2018, was chosen Saturday to replace retiring Republican Mary Pilcher Cook. Thompson of Shawnee plans to fill the remainder of Pilcher Cook's term and then run for a chance at a full 4 years in November of 2020. Two other candidates, Republican State Representative Tom Cox and Shawnee City Councilwoman Lindsay Constance, a Democrat, have said they plan to run for the seat as well. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Senate could turn to impeachment this week.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell welcomed the announcement from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, signaling the House will this week transmit articles of impeachment to the Senate. That would trigger a trial in the Senate that could last a few weeks of six-day-a-week sessions. House Democrats also plan to debate and vote on new war powers legislation, repealing existing combat authorization in place for more than a decade and limiting funding for military action targeting Iran without congressional approval. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Narramore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. We are starting off our Monday morning with some clouds. There may be some patchy fog around, too. Expecting an increase in our sunshine, though, as the day goes on. Also, an increase in our south to southeasterly wind. Could see some gusts of 30 miles per hour. Highs are ranging from the low to mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low upper 20s. Sunny for tomorrow, the high near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Narramore.
And now we have fog, mist, southeast wind at 14 miles per hour, and 33 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted. Here on KNSS, a little personal note, Saturday, my grandson Luke Thummel, who is 16, goes to Bishop Carroll. He was part of the confirmation ceremony at his church, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, so we had the family there. And then the family went to lunch at Fizz for burgers and big fries out on the east side of town. And he said, where do you want to go, Luke? Anywhere you want to go? He said, I want to go to Fizz. So that's what we did, had a great time out there and just... It was good family time. We had both the grandparents on our side, Shelly and I, and the other grandparents were there as well, and a sister and a brother got to show up, but there you go. A little family fun.
Did you have one of the weird sodas?
The kids did. Ah. I had a weird beer. The kids had weird sodas. Yeah, they had a good time there. All right, what's going on? We got the, of course, we've got the Kansas legislature is convening today.
Yeah.
As they do annually in Topeka, the lawmakers get together, and they're going to be talking about, among other things, this supposedly bipartisan Medicaid expansion bill that the governor and the Senate Republican majority leader have agreed on this. But there's still, I think, some people in the Republican Party. Susan Wagles talked last night on John Whitmer's show, talking about how I think she kind of opposes it because apparently you're going to insure about 150,000 more people with Medicaid. But they're apparently dropping the requirement that they have to work or be looking for a job, something like that. So, you know, that could be a sticky point with some folks in the legislature. We'll see what happens. They may tackle medical marijuana, of course, in the Republican-controlled legislature. Now, all 165 legislative seats are on the ballot in November.
That's right.
And, you know, so whatever they do, they know, well, I want to be reelected. You got to do this, you got to do that. But anyway, we wish them the best. They'll probably be usually they meet for about 90 days, sometimes quite a bit more, sometimes a little less. But that's what they're going to be doing in Topeka. I don't see a lot of contention on these things, but you never know when they all get together up there. It's the late Bernie Cook. Remember Bernie?
Oh, yeah.
He used to cover the legislature for us, and man, he was good at it.
Yes, he was.
He knew everybody there, and he could keep us on the inside of everything going on. A landmark for me yesterday. I think of some of the people in my generation. I got to tell you, my favorite. Of course, I'm big on movies. Right,
right, right.
My favorite police or would you say cop movie of all time has to be Bullet.
Bullet.
Bullet with Steve McQueen as Lieutenant Frank Bullet, who's
and the car chase
and the car chase.
Yeah,
which you know, my eyes were wide open for about 5 minutes there. The big car chase where he and the Charger are going up and down the streets, the hills of San Francisco. One of the great movie moments of all time,
yeah.
I think. The original Highland Green 1968 Ford Mustang GT.
Mustang versus Chargers, classic.
Yep. Yeah. It was sold at a Florida auction Saturday for $3.74 million, making it the most expensive Mustang ever sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bidding started at $3,500 at the insistence of the owner, who said that was the price his dad paid for it in 1974.
Ooh.
$3,500 in 1974, $3.74 million yesterday.
Sounds
bidding
about right.
For the Mustang at Meekum Kissimmee surpassed $3 million in the first minute. Top bid was made over the phone by a mystery buyer. In the late 70s, the late actor Steve McQueen, actually, he tried to get the car back from the family who owned it. He even offered offering up a brand new Mustang to no avail. They wouldn't take it. They hung onto the car and cashed out after all these years. Yeah, that was just a great movie. There's a good little plot to it. There's enough violence to keep to keep you engaged.
Yeah.
And Jacqueline Bisset is in it. And that's all you got to say. Bullet. And we had it. Yeah, Ted and I, and you, we ought to talk about our favorite cop movies sometimes. That's top of my list, I think.
That one, Bullet?
Oh, unless you call Chinatown a police. I don't know if you call that. That's
a
private eye.
It's not because he's a private detective.
Not really a cop thing. It doesn't count. All right. 7:41, Steve and Ted. Of course, this evening, Brandon Whipple takes the office as Wichita mayor. He's taken over at an interesting time.
Yes, he is.
There are a lot of things going for him. A lot of things are starting, beginning with the stadium and all these new things that are going on. They're in place and they're rolling. But, you know, last week we found out 2,800 people are being laid off from Spirit.
Ooh.
And that could throw a big old monkey wrench into what happens with his first term. But
easily.
You know, and he's not responsible for it in any way. I'm not saying that, but the city will have to deal with that, I'm sure, some things.
Yeah. They're going to have to do something.
Yeah, there's going to be people who are losing jobs, and it's going to have a little pop on the local economy, as it always does. So our best to him, though. Our best wishes for the new mayor, Brandon Whipple, as you heard in our report a minute ago. He'll be sworn in at 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall. All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Still no projected return of the 737 MAX. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Thank you. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.